Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Damn near everything great in my life is because of, you know, my football career. My football career starts and will end one day with Green Bay. I got a lot of love for all those memories and a lot of great friends that I still carry with me to this day.
That, of course, Aaron Rodgers, Pittsburgh Steelers quarterback, after a good long time in Green Bay, but you know that. It's 9 to noon with John Kuhn and me, Rami Makhlouf, on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook. And joining us now on the guest hotline, powered by Gruber Law, one call, that's all. He covers the Packers for The Athletic. He hosts the Tundra podcast with John Kuhn. You can find him on Twitter at Matt Schneidman. It is, appropriately enough, Matt Schneidman. Matt, how are you this morning, my man?
I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Good. Did Aaron Rodgers just tell us he will retire as a Green Bay Packer, and did that at all surprise you that that's already kind of locked in as something that's a foregone conclusion?
No, I don't think it surprised me. Obviously, in the NFL, you don't go into the Hall of Fame with a single team like you do in baseball, so there's going to be some sort of, whenever it is over, and I did find it interesting that he said, whenever I am done, in a separate answer, even though he's previously said with McAfee that this was most likely going to be his last year, that there is going to be a one-day retirement sort of thing, or one-day contract sort of thing, if you will, with the Packers. And I started off this Zoom call by asking him, he's referred to the Packers as we since they traded him. He has said he still likes when the Packers beat the Bears. So I asked him, does part of you still feel like, even though you're committed to the Steelers, that part of you is still in Green Bay? And he said, I would hope so. Spent 18 years there. I'm going to retire a Packer one day and hopefully see what happens after that. So I think it's not a surprise, but fans like to hear that. It pulls at the heartstrings a little bit.
Okay, so do you think that Aaron Rodgers is looking at this game? Do you think he had it circled the way many of us had this game circled on the schedule at the start of the season?
Yeah, and John, you and I talked about this on the show this week, and as did David Bakhtiari when you spoke with him. Aaron wants to win this game. Now, I agree with him, or trust him, I should say, when he says it's not a revenge game. That literally would mean he has something to avenge. The Jets game was a revenge game. He felt like they kind of wronged him, how Aaron Glenn sent him packing. I think deep down, and especially with the passage of time, Aaron realizes that what the Packers did was the right decision, and he can at least understand the process behind it. So I think two different things here. It's not a revenge game, but it also isn't just any other game, like Micah Parsons said Packers-Cowboys was. Aaron said that explicitly to us yesterday. He said, this is just one of 17 games. Yes, but it's a little different because I spent 18 years there. And whether he wants to win more because it's the only team he hasn't beat, or because he still doesn't like Brian Gutekunst, or maybe there's some icy stuff with Matt LaFleur, I don't know if any of that's true. Maybe it's just he's a competitor and he wants to win. Could be that. But I do think this one carries a little bit more juice for him, like you and Dave said this week.
Talking with Matt Schneidman of The Athletic and the Tundra podcast here on 9 to noon. I know they got along great, and Aaron went out of his way to be a mentor to Jordan Love. He's had nothing but good things to say about Jordan Love since he left. Jordan Love has had nothing but good things to say about Aaron Rodgers. But is there a little extra in this game for the other QB, the one that not everybody is talking about in Jordan Love, that he wants to be, you know, he wants to be the student who beat the master and exercise that demon? Do you think there's a little extra for Jordan Love in this one?
If there is, he wasn't saying it. Jordan Love always says the right thing. Always says the right thing. And this week he said it's just any other game. Aaron's going up against the Packers defense. I'm going up against the Steelers defense. I really appreciate everything Aaron did for me. He was great to me all 3 years. But human nature, guys, makes you think, and at least this would be me, and maybe that's why I'm talking about these guys and I'm not in the NFL. Human nature would make me be like, yeah, I want to kind of show them that they did make the right decision, even though Jordan has proven over the last couple seasons that the Packers did make the right decision. For the optics of it, it would look good for him if he kind of outplayed Aaron on this day. But, you know, I don't know Jordan Love like a lot of people do in his life. He just seems so calm, cool, collected, level-headed that maybe that's not an added motivation for him.
You know, Aaron Rodgers isn't the only one playing in this football game.
What?
Believe it or not. He's not the only one playing in this football game. In fact, there's a lot of players, you know, that are set to stop Aaron Rodgers in this football game. We know about Micah Parsons. We know Rashawn Gary. How about Devontae Wyatt? Do you suspect that he'll play and try and get after Aaron Rodgers in this football game?
Yeah, I'm interested to see how they list Devontae Wyatt on the injury report today. He's practiced the last 2 days, including in pads yesterday. That's a great sign, because whether people realize it or not, he was one of the league's better interior defensive linemen before his injury against the Cowboys, I think it was. Add that to Micah Parsons, Colby Wooden, who's been playing great, Rashawn Gary, Lucas Van Ness won't play this week, but they've been getting some pressure even without two of their kind of rotational guys there in Wyatt and Van Ness. The thing about Aaron, and you guys know this, he ranks third in the NFL right now in average time to throw. He gets rid of the ball quick. So much like Dak Prescott, Joe Flacco, not as much Jacoby Brissett, you're probably not going to see him on the ground too much just because of how quickly he gets rid of the ball. And are the Packers willing to let the Steelers kind of dink and dunk their way, hopefully for the Packers' sake, into a mistake? We'll see. Halfley said yesterday when he talked with us that they have schematic strategy in place to kind of counter those quick releases. Obviously wouldn't reveal it, but I'm interested to see how they counter that on Sunday night.
Talking with Matt Schneidman of The Athletic here on 9 to noon on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network. And talking about that Packers defense, I feel like the secondary is catching a lot of heat, man. And you look at it, and it's really not been that bad, Matt. I said earlier, it's probably the worst facet of a really good defense. So that's where people are going to point to critique or criticize something, because that's just human nature. But the secondary has been solid so far. And I hear a lot of Nate Hobbs hate out there, but even he has been pretty solid throughout this year, hadn't he?
I don't know if I would agree. I agreed with pretty much everything you said up until that last
okay.
part. And maybe it's just recency bias because he had a rough go in Arizona. But I do agree that the secondary has not been as bad as it looks. Everyone wants to talk about the pass defense and the fourth quarter defense. I think context is important. In the Lions game and the Commanders game, they gave up late garbage time touchdowns when they changed their defensive strategy so the Lions can't get back in the game with one deep shot. If they give up a 6-7 minute touchdown drive and win by 13 or 9 instead of 16 or 19, that's kind of their intention. So I wiped those two games out. The Browns game, the Browns' lone touchdown drive in that game was a 4-yard drive because of Jordan Love's interception. Cowboys game, I'll allow that one. Second half was bad. Bengals game, kind of a similar situation where the Packers were up 2 scores, but that game wasn't even bad coverage by Keyshawn Nixon. It was just Ja'Marr Chase being the best receiver on planet Earth. And then last week against the Cardinals, there were some coverage busts. Nate Hobbs didn't play great. So I think context is important here a little bit. Jeff Hafley did come to the defense of his secondary yesterday and said, we lead the league in yards per pass play allowed. Now, he did acknowledge there were some busts in coverage on the Trey McBride touchdown, the second one. The first one, Trey McBride was wide open. The third and 25 deep ball, there was a bust because Jeff Hafley said his guys stopped playing because of the offsides and were therefore out of position. So has it been great? No. And I think the lack of takeaways and interceptions has maybe added to that perception. But I really don't think the pass defense is terrible. And that's kind of what some people are making it out to be.
Matt, looking at the other side of the ball, the Packers offense faces a Steelers defense that has not looked like your father's Steelers defense. The one thing they do well is turn the ball over. They got 10 takeaways already this season. Packers don't turn the ball. What is going to happen when the Packers offense takes the field?
What is going to happen when the Packers offense takes the field? I think if last Thursday's game against the Bengals is any indication, the Packers can have their way. The Bengals couldn't run past me, you, and Rami for the first 6 weeks of the season, and they could do anything against the Steelers on the ground. The Bengals diced them up in the air, and sure, a big part of that is Ja'Marr Chase and T. Higgins getting open, but the Steelers' pass defense wasn't great against the New York Jets. So I think the Packers can really put up points in this game now. Like you said, John, the Steelers do a good job at taking the ball away. Their yards per game ranks on offense are not good, but their points per game, I think they rank 12th in the league. That's because their defense is taking the ball away and setting their offense up in advantageous positions. We all know Jordan Love's been really good at taking care of the ball this year, only 2 interceptions, 1 fumble. If he can take care of the ball, I think the Packers have a really, really good shot to win this game.
Matt, I know Christian Watson said, and this is a quote, my goal and my plan is to play this week. Is that the plan of Matt LaFleur and the Green Bay Packers, or is that still up in the air?
That's how I followed up to Christian the other day. As I said, well, is that the team's plan? And he's been doing this long enough where he knows not to give a direct answer. But he basically said, and I'm paraphrasing here since I don't have the quote in front of me, he said, according to the conversations I've been having, that seems like the direction it's headed. And Matt LaFleur was asked yesterday about what Christian said, and he kind of laughed and said, that should be his mindset every week. I'm glad it is. But it is ultimately going to be a medical decision. I think he's going to play. The last day for them to activate him is Saturday, if I'm not mistaken. But got to see how he gets through practice today. Got to see how he's feeling waking up tomorrow. And if everything checks out, I think we see Christian Watson on Sunday in an albeit limited role. There is no chance they should or would put him out there for a full kind of day of snaps on Sunday night. But a couple snaps to Christian Watson is better than nothing.
Josh Jacobs last week was on a bit of a pitch count in the first half, second half. Matt LaFleur said he was going to unleash him. Did he unleash him? Well, he had 50 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. So somewhat, is Josh Jacobs back to being 100%? Can we anticipate attacking that Steelers defense that cannot stop the run this year?
Yeah, I think if they try to put him on another pitch count, Josh Jacobs is just going to fight somebody. He said last week that he quote unquote, and John, you can probably let us know more on this. Jacobs told us after the game last Sunday that he, quote-unquote, got into it with coaches on the sideline who were trying to limit him. And obviously he had to convince them to let him play in the first place because he said the team didn't really want him to play. Josh Jacobs is the heart and soul of this team. I think we can all agree on that. And he's going to fight to play and fight to play as many snaps as possible. He has participated in practice every day this week so far. Matt LaFleur did say yesterday that even if Josh wants to go full this week in practice, they are going to limit him. But I definitely think the fact that he is practicing is a good sign that he got through Sunday's game fine with that calf. And I think that bodes well for his workload on Sunday night.
Matt, do you have a prediction for the game on Sunday between the Packers and the Steelers?
I think I said on the Tundra 27-21. I think they just scored 27 points in every single game they win this year. So John and I kind of stick with that. I don't even think it's a joke or a bit. That's just what they do. So we say 27 regardless. I think I'm going 27-21 in this one because the Packers, as we know, since week two, haven't really won games convincingly, but I think they have enough to go into a hostile environment with the Aaron Rodgers revenge factor and come out on top to get to 5-1-1.
Okay, that's your first prediction. Second prediction, who has a better game statistically, Jordan Love or Aaron Rodgers?
Oh, that's a good one.
That is a good one. I think Aaron Rodgers, just because the Packers' offense can afford to be more balanced, I think the Steelers are going to struggle to run the ball against the number one rushing defense in the NFL, so Aaron's going to have to throw more. I think we've seen the Packers' offense be balanced this season, and if they can get the running game going, there's no reason for Jordan Love to throw 40 times, and I don't think he'll have to. So I'm going to say Aaron Rodgers' stat line is going to be more gaudy, if you will, but I think the Packers come out of Pittsburgh on Sunday with what's more valuable, and that's a W.
That is Matt Schneidman. Catch his work covering the Packers at theathletic.com. Just click down the drag-down menu, go to the Packers, and you'll find all his work. You can also listen to the Tundra podcast along with John Kuhn wherever you get your podcasts, and follow him on Twitter at Matt Schneidman. Matt, always appreciate the time, man.
Thanks, guys. Talk soon.
And he joins us on the guest hotline powered by Gruber Law. One call, that's all. I shot myself in the foot there as we...
You aided me.
I did.
I think I would have gotten it.
Yeah.
I think I would have gotten it either way, but you just, you did the tush push. I was quarterback sneaking, and you just pushed me right from behind. Thank you.
2-0 lead for John.
Yeah, we instituted the good question, great question standings on the show the other day, and John has two good questions for compliments from guests here. Since
nothing great yet.
He has two good questions from guests here since we started this new little competition. I forgot all about.
Listen up, football fans! You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Got it. I just softballed one. I did the alley-oop for Schneidman to say, yeah, that is a good question.
I think you just gave me a tush push, which I'm okay with.
Just threw it down. We'll hit a quick break. On the other side, there are games on TV tonight. Which one are you watching? We'll talk about that right after this. It's 9 to noon with John Kuhn, me, Robbie McLaughlin on the Wisconsin Sports Radio Network and powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.